Most retirees worry about market crashes, but the biggest risks are often the ones no one talks about. Well, pulling back the curtain on the quiet fees like longevity risk and the hidden tax liabilities that can erode your nest egg faster than any Wall Street dip. Coming up next.
This is the Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs.
Let's talk about the green flags.
Helping you raise your money and your life to a higher standard.
Welcome on into the show. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan, here to help you take charge of your money. It's Nicole Gibbs. Nicole has helped hundreds of clients plan for their retirement years. Over 10 years experience in retirement planning business, and she's with the Dixon Agency. Nicole, how are you today on this Easter weekend?
I know. Happy Easter. How are you? Did you,
get your Easter
suit?
You got your Easter bonnet on?
No, Gary.
No?
I don't have an Easter bonnet. But you remember those speeches we have? Do you remember Easter speeches at church?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I used to have to remember those Easter speeches, and I used to be so scared. Like, I would remember mine and my sisters. They wouldn't know theirs, but I would know mine. And when I would get up in front of everybody, I'd be scared as I don't know what, forget everything. And then they would know theirs when they get it. It was so funny, but yeah.
Yeah, and those Easter speeches were really long, too.
Yeah, they're long.
The whole homily was all long, too.
Listen, at 5 years old, you had that 3 or 4, Jesus Rises or something. Like that. Like, you had the easiest ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I got to ask, where are you today, by the way?
I am actually in Atlanta today.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking it easy. I just celebrated my birthday.
That's right.
So I'm taking it easy. I wanted to do a staycation. So that's what I decided to do.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Let's get into it. We got a lot to get to today. So let's do it.
Yes.
Retirement planning isn't just about what you can see. It's about what you might not see. Because while markets go up and down, there are quite a risk working in the background. Taxes, timing, healthcare, and decisions that seem small in the moment but can have long-term consequences. Today, we want to uncover a few of these hidden risks and how they impact your retirement if left unaddressed. So here's my first question. Why can taxes become one of the biggest surprises in retirement, Nicole?
I guess because many people assume their taxes will go down once they retire, Gary, but that's not always the case. Between RMDs, which is what we call required minimum distributions, Social Security taxation, and withdrawals from tax-deferred accounts, retirees can find themselves in similar or even higher tax brackets than expected. There's even something called the tax torpedo, where additional income can cause more of your Social Security to become taxable. So you have to be super diligent and mindful about making sure that you convert some of that money that's either in your 401k or like the for tax money. Any money that you've saved and you haven't taxed, there are strategies that you could kind of do. Like for some people, they start businesses. Like my sports professionals, they start businesses, and what they do is they just basically make sure that they create opportunities where they can do a lot of tax write-offs and things like that. Some of them also, like I created a 7 for 7. I have this new thing that I do now, Gary, called 10 for 10, 7 for mm-hmm. 7, 5
okay.
for 5 with
okay,
Roth IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, for 7 years, you contribute the max amount, which is $7,500 for 7 years. After 7 years, now this works really, really, really good with younger people like ages 20 to 30 or whatever, because essentially their Roth IRA becomes free. But for 7 years, you put $7,500 in the Roth IRA. After 7 years, every year for 7 years, you get $7,500. So you got all your premium back from the first 7 years. Now, in the 15th year, you stop paying for the Roth IRA because the money that the interest has grown starts to grow on its own. So essentially, it's a really cool concept. I was just playing around with some advanced strategies, and I was like, hey, let me try this, and let me do mm-hmm. this, and that's how I figured that out. So
wow.
Yeah, you have to do things like that to kind of offset taxes.
Yeah, you got to plan ahead, basically, right? Am I right,
yes.
Nicole?
Plan ahead and plan smart.
Right, absolutely. What is sequence return risk, and why does it matter so much in early retirement? We've talked about this in prior shows, but tell us, our listeners, again about sequence of return risks.
So sequence of returns risk is the danger that poor market performance occurs early in retirement, causing permanent damage to a portfolio's sustainability. So most people, when they retire, you don't think that there's a war going to break out or there is a significant market crash where, you know, like a 2008 situation. We haven't had a 2008 situation in a minute. Now, I know we haven't been selling a lot of houses like realtors. I'm not a realtor. I said we, but when I say we, I'm talking about people in this profession. Like the financial world. But I know a lot of realtors haven't been selling homes and things like that. It's been kind of like a slow grind for them. And I don't know, would you say we're in kind of like a mini recession, or do you think people are just being cautious, Gary? Which one do you think it
is? I think they're being cautious right now. They're worried about the war and the consequences of the war in Iran and the stock market and the volatility in the stock market. That's what I think, Nicole. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I think so, too, because, I mean, even though they haven't declared recession, it just seems like with everything going up as far as inflation and things like that, when you're a retiree, you have to plan for these things because these are variables that could possibly happen. Two retirees could have the same exact same average return over time, but very different outcomes depending on when those returns occur. So if the market drops early in retirement while you're taking out withdrawals, it could permanently reduce the longevity of your portfolio. This is often referred to as the fragile decade. So the years right before and after retirement, stick to that plan. Do not derail. Do not derail. That's what I meant to say.
Right. You need that comprehensive plan that Nicole and the team will put together for you. And that phone number to get on the calendar and get you all set up with that comprehensive plan, like I said, where there's no cost, there's no obligation, is 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. One more time on the phone number, 888-919-0024. We've talked about this before, too, but we know this can happen. How can healthcare costs quietly derail our retirement plan, Nicole?
So healthcare is one of the largest and most unpredictable expenses in retirement. And I say that because I was looking for some quotes in my phone, and I literally went back to 2018. That's how far I went back, right? Almost 7-8 years, just looking for some quotes. And I found a situation where me, my mom, my sisters, my dad, our kids, we all had Christmas here in Atlanta in 2018. My mom was still alive, and she had not been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. So I said all of that to say, within 2 years, from 2018 to 2020, her health changed dramatically. And then 3 years later, she passed away. So you have to understand that things happen out of your control, and with your health, you have to be on top of that. Fidelity estimates that the average retired couple may need hundreds of thousands of dollars to cover healthcare costs over time, and some people say about $315,000.
Right, that's what I've heard.
$315,000 to be exact. Now, the reason I wanted to tell the story about my mom is because before she got sick, I've been in insurance, right? So when I first started doing insurance, I used to just be like, "Hey, you guys need to get this. It's a cancer policy for $20 a month," and I signed my mom up for it. So we were able, when she was first diagnosed with cancer, we were able to activate the cancer policy. She got $25,000. It didn't go to the bank. It didn't go to the hospital. It didn't go to the doctors. It didn't go to her deductibles. It went straight to her. So I said all of that to say, you know, look into life insurance policies with accelerated benefits. I know NLG has term and whole life policies that allow clients to accelerate their death benefit for terminal illness, chronic illness, critical injury, and even Alzheimer's. So this is how you protect your expenses. So my dad didn't have to go into his money for mortgage and electricity and all the things, right? We were able to use that $25,000 for deductibles, for, you know, when we go to the hospital when she was having like her, you know, chemo and stuff like that. We were able to pay for stuff. So you want to think about those type of supplemental policies or get a life insurance policy with accelerated benefits.
Right. We got three 3 or 4 minutes left. So why is longevity risk becoming a bigger issue than ever before? I know people are living longer.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, people are living longer, which is great, but it also means that retirement can last for 25, 30, or even 35 years, Gary. That's a long time to not be working and to have to depend on money coming to you. So you have to plan for that. So that creates pressure on portfolios to generate income over a much longer period of time. Running out of money isn't usually caused by one big mistake. That's the first thing I want you to know. It's often the result of small miscalculations over decades. Going out to eat, sending cash apps to your grandkids, loaning money to people and then never getting, like, things like that. A lifetime, what I like to tell people when we're planning, a lifetime income rider, put that in your vocabulary, because it is an optional add-on for deferred annuities that guarantees, you know, we're not supposed to say guarantee when it comes to certain things, but when it comes to this, that guarantees a steady income stream for life, even if the annuity's account value drops to zero without requiring full annuitization. So it uses a separate benefit base to calculate payouts, often offering higher guaranteed growth, allowing for flexible withdrawals and protecting against outliving savings. So I always tell people about a lifetime income rider, especially if they're transitioning their money from a 401k to an annuity in the form of an IRA. Always make sure you ask about that.
Right. Absolutely. Great advice, Nicole. A couple of minutes left. Are small financial decisions creating bigger long-term consequences?
Gary, sometimes it's not the big decisions, but the small ones repeated over time, like I said prior. Things like withdrawing too much too early, not adjusting for inflation, ignoring tax efficiency can compound into significant issues later. So I always tell people, review your plan annually with your financial planner. Most of us have a system in place. It took me several years to get a system in place, Gary, because I just didn't, you know, you don't know what you don't know. But when I first got into the insurance business on the independent side, I had to learn a lot. I had to learn about IMOs. IMOs are insurance marketing organizations. Sometimes you have to get with the right IMO or you won't even get access to some of the better carriers or some of the better products. Like, I had to learn. So I was with one company, and then I've contracted with Teachers Pension. They're my boo. I'm always going to be contracted with them forever and ever because I always help teachers and stuff like that. And then now I am brokered with the Ross Dixon, well, Dixon Agency or whatever. So I finally found a place where I could be me when it comes to this. So as far as a system and annual reviews, I'm on top of it now. If I'm not calling, I'm emailing. I'm making sure people know exactly where they are, you know, what's going on with their accounts. You know, I do my part. So I think that you should make sure that you talk with your planner at least once a year because things change.
Tell us about what you do for listeners when you meet with them, Nicole.
Gary, this is an important conversation, and I know we're running up against the clock, but I like to let our listeners know they can connect with me if they may have more questions about any of the topics that we discussed today. The thing is, your retirement plan doesn't only have one focus. It ranges from estate planning to risk management to healthcare and taxes and so much more. I've been helping folks in our community for a long time and am proud to provide a free review process for any listener who connects with us. This review starts off with a simple conversation about you and what you want in retirement. From there, we'll talk about how to make your savings work for your financial goals and risk tolerance. This can include creating a spending plan, setting savings and investment goals, and developing a strategy to achieve those goals. Our strategies are often used by individuals with over $1 million saved for retirement. But if you are serious about retirement planning, then let's connect.
That number is 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Call right now, 888-919-0024. Do it right now. Let's get on the calendar. Let's get that Prosperity Playbook review that Nicole was just talking about. All right, Nicole, what do you say we take a break? Be back with more Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs in just a moment. What do you have for me next?
A strong portfolio doesn't guarantee a strong retirement, especially if income isn't structured correctly. It's not just about the size of your nest egg. It's about how that money translates into a reliable paycheck you can't outlive. In this segment, we're breaking down how to turn your savings into strategies that keep the checks coming no matter what the market is doing.
Hey,
we'd like to welcome you back on Easter weekend. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan. Back with us to help you take charge of your money is Nicole Gibbs. Nicole has helped hundreds of clients achieve their financial retirement goals. Been doing it about 10 years now, and she has great experience in her retirement planning business, and she's happy to help. I want to give the phone number in case you missed it in the prior segment, 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. Get on the calendar, get you all set up with that comprehensive plans. One of the biggest shifts in retirement is moving money from savings and to living on it, and there's a lot of plans to start to break down because generating income from a portfolio is very different than simply growing it. So why is income planning different from investment planning, Nicole?
That's a great question. During your working years, the focus is on growth, accumulating assets and building wealth and just making sure you're saving for your future self. But in retirement, the focus shifts to generating reliable income while managing risk. That requires a completely different strategy. Transitioning to retirement means moving from the accumulation phase where you build your pile of money to the distribution phase where you turn that pile into a reliable paycheck. It is the exact moment you stop trading your time for a salary and start strategically using your savings to buy back your time and freedom. Success is no longer measured by how high your account balance grows, but by how much steady protected income you can safely pull out every month without ever running out. So you have to, what I did was I figured out a way to create like a transition checklist when I talk to people. So before you trade your 9-to-5 for 24/7 freedom, make sure you check off these five boxes. The first box is the income floor. The income floor has to be solid. So you have to know exactly how much you'll be getting from Social Security, pensions, and any guaranteed income like an annuity. This floor should cover your essential bills like your groceries, your mortgage, your utilities, so you never have to worry about the market when the lights need to stay on. That's the first thing. The second thing is the two-year cushion. I always talk about that emergency fund or whatever. Do you have at least 24 months of spending money sitting in a high yield savings account? And that is for my retirees, not people that are working. This is your buffer. If the market takes a dip, you spend from this cash instead of selling your stocks at a loss. So that's the second thing. The third thing is the tax map. So think about it like this. Have you identified which bucket you'll pull from first between traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, and taxable accounts? The order in which you spend your money can save you or cost you tens of thousands in taxes over the next decade. So think about where you want to start with that. I always tell people the starter accounts when you're saving money is a high-yield savings account and a Roth IRA because it starts you and gets you in the practice of saving. The next thing is the healthcare bridge. If you're retiring before 65, do you have a plan to cover health insurance until your Medicare kicks in? These are the things we talk about when we talk. So if you're 65, have you navigated the alphabet soup of Medicare parts A, B, C, D, E, F, G to ensure you aren't overpaying for coverage? And last, legacy documents need to be notarized. Your playbook should include a financial plan that has everything from a power of attorney, health care proxy, beneficiaries are updated, so your family is protected no matter what. So that's your checklist, okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Nicole put that list together for you when you meet with her. That's a comprehensive plan where there's no cost, there's no obligation. You're going to give the phone number in just a couple of minutes. Now, what happens if you draw too much money too early? What happens in that situation?
So when you withdraw too much money too early, withdrawal rates play a critical role in how long a portfolio lasts. So if you're pulling $20,000 out because you're in Vegas and you want to have a good time and you want to show off, you can't be taking $20,000 out your account. You can't be going to the Dallas Cowboys game and spending $5,000 at the bar because you want to show off. Like, you have to plan. Gary, do you know people who do stuff like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they don't have any money though anymore.
Did you partake? Like, I'd be wanting to say, sit down, don't do that. No, that's bad.
That's bad.
Like, they're a kid, but yeah, you can't be doing that. Taking too much early, especially during market downturns, can accelerate depletion. Even a 1 to 2% difference in withdrawal rate can significantly impact long-term outcomes. So please be mindful. Please be conscious of what you're withdrawing when it comes to that nest egg.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great advice from Nicole. The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency and has over 10 years experience in retirement planning business. Once you get on our calendar, all set up with that comprehensive plan where there's no cost, there's no obligation. 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Get yourself on the calendar. Get you all set up with that comprehensive plan with that Prosperity Playbook review that Nicole was talking about a few minutes ago. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. The phone lines are open, 888-919-0024. Got to talk about the I word. How does inflation affect retirement income over time? The I word.
Look at the I word. We had the B word last
we
week.
We did.
And the F budget. Word, too.
Yeah.
Friday. But yeah, the I word, inflation. Inflation is one of those things where even moderate inflation can erode purchasing power over a long retirement. What costs $50,000 a year today could cost significantly more 15 to 20 years from now. So, Gary, what I did was I really wanted to see, I saw someone write down, like in the 70s, how much people made annually. So I literally took that and I want to share that with you and also our listeners. So
sure, that sounds great.
Yeah, 1970s, did you know that people were making at least $35,000 to $60,000? And
okay.
The people that were making $60,000 to $70,000, they were considered rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yeah.
Then in the 80s and the 90s, what happened was income equality began increasing in the 80s, separating the top, like people that was making money from lower and middle income brass. So in the 80s and the 90s, that's when people started making $60,000 to $70,000 to $80,000. It became normal because, you know, women started working and started demanding, like, hey, we need just as much money as men. So that happened in the 80s and 90s. So $60,000 to $70,000 to $80,000 was how much you needed to be considered. $60,000 was considered like not rich, but very high class. Like you were up there. Now, 2000s to 2010, I don't know what happened, but people started making buku money. I don't know if it was because of the internet and people started using the technology and developing it and evolving it. So in 2000s to 2010, $125,000 became the like people that had money. That's what, you know, like in the low country, you'd be like, oh, they got money. That's what we say in the low country when we see somebody driving like a nice car or,
yep.
You know, have on some Chanel or something like that. Oh, they got money. So, yeah, $125,000 was the average. So in from 2010 on up, people are making couples like some people probably can't fathom this. But people are making $250,000 to $300,000 very easily, especially
wow,
in Prince County, Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, couples, some of them make $125,000 a piece, you know, so the money as far as growing when it comes to careers and things like that, you got to get into the right career in order for you to make a certain amount. But for the most part, that's literally how it used to be. Could you believe that $35,000 was considered like middle class, almost rich in the 70s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about what I made in the 70s. And I remember that, Nicole. I thought once I hit $30,000, I had it made. You know that?
Wow. And then when I got out of college, if somebody tried to offer me $30,000, I was like, who? Not me. I don't want that job.
No, I got you. So yeah. We got a couple of minutes left. Let's keep going. Should retirees rely on market-based income alone? What do you think?
Relying entirely on investments for income can expose retirees to market volatility. Some strategies incorporate more stable income sources to create a foundation, reducing the need to sell investments during downturn. So the thing that you have to think about is balancing growth with stability. Like I said last week, there are so many retirees that still actually save while they're retired. Because if you're going to be retired for 35 years, you have to have money continually flow to you. So I think that's important to balance that growth and stability in retirement.
Right. You still need growth in retirement. You still need to have some income coming in, don't you, Nicole?
Yeah, you need to. Don't think just because you retire that, oh, it's over with, I'm done, because, you know, you don't want your money to run out, especially if you don't get an annuity or something, because the annuity is the only thing that you really can get like a lifetime income rider. Sometimes it can come on life insurance products. Not too sure about stocks and bonds and things like that, but I know for a fact that with the annuity, you can get like a lifetime income rider. And if you don't have something like that, then, you know, what are you always have to think about making sure that your money lasts in retirement. That's the biggest thing we tackle. That's the priority we tackle when I sit down and talk with people.
Yeah, running out of money is retirees' biggest fear. They fear that more than death, believe it or not, Nicole.
Listen, when they do these studies.
Yeah.
Gary, I fear running out of money.
Yeah, we all do.
Tired.
Exactly. So one more question before we wrap up segment number two. How important is flexibility in an income plan?
So I believe that no matter what, you know, you have to be flexible when it comes to just being open-minded about everything when it comes to retirement, because retirement doesn't always go as planned. Markets change, expenses change, and life changes. I went to Publix the other day, and something that I would normally pay $5 for is now $10.
Oh boy.
The things that I would normally pay $10 for is now $20. So you have to account. If Social Security, if the government and politics and the people that are in power were smart enough to say, hey, because of inflation, we need to make sure we put this COLA, you know, cost of living adjustment, into a Social Security plan, you have to do it into your plan too. So I think that's super important. You have to adapt to your plan, and then annually make changes as the world turns.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, income is the engine of a retirement plan. If not structured correctly, everything also can be affected. That's why our retirement income review focuses specifically on how much money turns into income. Today, we're going to, you know, schedule your complimentary review. Do that today, right now. Nicole, up against the clock, final thoughts, what you do for listeners when you meet with them.
Like I said, this is a very important conversation. I know we're running up against the clock, but I'd like to let our listeners know they can connect with me if they may have more questions about any of the topics that we're talking about today. The thing is, your retirement plan doesn't only have one focus. It ranges from estate planning to risk management to healthcare and taxes and so much more. I've been helping individuals in our community for a very long time, and I am so proud to provide a free review process for any listener who connects with us. And that's only if you're serious. Because I don't want to chit chat about what you had to eat or what your, you know, the pollen and your allergies and you have to boil a honey. We need to talk about this review. The review starts off with a simple conversation about you and about what you want in retirement. And then from there, we'll talk about how to make your savings work for your financial goals and risk tolerance. This can include creating a spending plan, setting savings and investment goals, and developing a strategy to achieve these goals. Our strategies are often used by many individuals with over $1 million, and they didn't save $1 million dollar by dollar. Let me say that. So let me tell you, if you are serious about retirement planning, you do not have to start high. You can start low. And I want to help you do that. If you're serious, let's connect.
All right, let's
tell them how to get in contact with us. Yeah.
Sure. 888-919-0024. Folks, there's no cost. There's no obligation. Get a better handle on your financial situation. Find out what your investments are really costing you because of high fees or commissions, what future tax implications will be, and how much income you can securely generate from that. Once you do move into retirement, pick up the phone, dial this number, 888-919-0024. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call. It's break time. Be back with more of Nicole Gibbs and Prosperity Playbook in just a minute. What's up next, Nicole?
Coming up next, Gary, the biggest retirement stakes aren't always financial. They're emotional. Let's talk about it.
And we welcome back to the show. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan. Back with us to help you take charge of your money is Nicole Gibbs. Nicole has helped hundreds of clients plan for their retirement years. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency, has 10 years experience in retirement planning. If you missed the phone number in the prior segment, here it is, 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. Get on the calendar. Get you all set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost. There's no obligation. So let's do it. Let's dive into segment number three. As we're halfway through the show, markets fluctuate, headlines change. One of the most consistent risks in retirement is how to react to these changes, because decisions made in moments of fear or uncertainty can have lasting consequences. So why do emotions play such a big role in retirement decisions, Nicole?
I had to do that.
It's a record scratch.
It's gotcha. A record scratch. Like, let's talk about emotions, okay? So when I do the record scratch, that means that we're going to flip this a little bit. Let's talk about emotions. So when I first I'll say this. In 2020, I had to kind of transition into marketing or whatever in business development because that's what I went to school for. So I started doing a lot of business development, helping a lot of business grow. And, you know, I did digital marketing and all this good stuff. And one of my very good friends to this day, DB Bedford, he lives in Oakland, California, and he has a company called I Never Worry. Well, it started out as I Never Worry, but it's evolved. But I Never Worry is basically him teaching healthcare and going into different organizations, teaching them about emotional intelligence. Gary, do you know what emotional intelligence is?
No, I really don't. Explain that to me.
So emotional intelligence is basically you taking a purposeful pause. You know, anytime we experience something that kind of makes us frustrated or mad or whatever, we're just ready to fly off. We're ready to just, you know, go off and, you know, curse somebody out or tell somebody off. You see it with road rage all the time, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
They definitely don't practice emotional intelligence. But emotional intelligence is literally sitting there and taking the time to think before you react.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically sitting with that emotion and saying, okay, now, are you tripping? Are you being too much and not enough? Are you doing the most? It's literally asking yourself those questions. So when I started working with him, I wanted to take his class. He had like this class thing or whatever where you could log in and you can go through all these little different modules. And I did it. And when I did it, it literally changed my life. So emotions is super important in everything from relationships to money to just behavioral finance. So I wanted to say, if you don't know what emotional intelligence is, the first thing you need to do is Google it, ChatGPT, whatever. Y'all like Uncle Chat. I don't like him. I like Auntie Gemini. But use whatever you can to do some research and kind of digest what emotional intelligence is, because I promise you, your life will change and things will get better for you. It's because a lot of what happens with us is based on our reaction,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
So let's talk about now. Let's flip it back to retirement. So after decades of savings, retirees often feel a heightened sense of responsibility to protect what they've built. So you've ever met the person that's just super duper duper, like a duper miser, like every single, oh, I ain't spending no money on that. They get the cheapest cereal. They get the cheapest soap. They get, like, some people are like that. And it's nothing wrong with being mindful when it comes to money, but that can lead to emotional reactions during market downturns or economic uncertainty. You're so afraid that something could happen to your money, or you don't want anything to happen to it, that something happens to it. Like I always used to say with Noah, the story of Noah and the ark, the thing that he feared, was it Noah or was it Job? It was Job. There's a story in the Bible where Job lost everything he had.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
But it happened because he feared it would happen. So the same attraction that you can attract money, you can grow money, you can be positive, you can have these thoughts when it comes to the positive, it's the same with the negative. You can attract negativity to you. So you have to balance out your emotions and your thought process, especially when it comes to money. So that starts before you retire, though.
So what are the risks of reacting to the headlines, Nicole?
Sometimes you overreact. You know, news cycles are designed to grab attention. I always try to make sure that, like, I know people say, I know a lot of people that don't even watch the news just because they don't want their, you know, emotions to be up and down like the market. So often focusing on worst case scenarios, people are going to, like, when you hear something in the news, you think it directly affects you. And I think sometimes you have to separate, well, sometimes it does, but sometimes you have to separate what's going on in Iran to basically what's going on in Charleston. Like, yes, there's a war going on and we should be, you know, praying for those people, making sure, you know, our soldiers come back, or, you know, the people that are fighting, you know, you want to send love and light, of course. But when it comes to your finances, when it comes to the things that's going on in the world, you can't be so afraid that it's going to happen to you, because it could potentially happen. So you have to figure out how to separate what's fake news, because, you know, there's a lot of fake news out there, and what's real and how it could affect you. And if it could affect you, then you put a plan in place for prevention and detection. I was a fraud investigator and investigator at the beginning of my career when I graduated from undergrad. So what I did for our clients at Bank of America and at SunTrust, it's Truist now, but literally I was the person that detected, deterred, and prevented fraud. So that's what I do now in the financial sector. You have to do that for yourself. You cannot take these news lines and just hold on to them and just think that, oh my God, this is, you know, I mean, yes, we're living in this world, but you know what gets me through, Gary?
What's that, Nicole?
I just literally stay in my own little world. I take it one day at a time, and I just make sure that, you know, I don't be too consumed with what's going on with other people and what's, you know, happening in the world so much, because it would drive me crazy. I would have anxiety out the roof. So yeah, I try not to digest all that stuff, you know?
And there's a lot of market volatility nowadays. Stock market has been going down, and then it will recover the next couple of days. And President Trump says something that where it drops down, the next day he'll say something where the market peaks back up. So, like I said, there's a lot of volatility. You got to just kind of stay cool, I guess. So that's the best advice you can give, right?
Turn that ceiling fan on. Let the breeze blow. Let the window up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
All right. The show is Prosperity Playbook. With Nicole Gibbs, I'm Gary Nolan, your host. Let's get you on the calendar, all set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Here's that number, 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. Get on the calendar. Get you all set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost. There's no obligation. That number again, 888-919-0024. Call right now. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, this Easter weekend, they're available right now. Get on the calendar, 888-919-0024. Why do some retirees become too conservative? That's a problem, too.
Yeah, the fear of loss, that's why, can cause some retirees to move too heavily into cash or low-yield investments. They refuse to move out of those buckets that they're in because they're scary. And, you know, I used to be afraid of the dark. So my mom bought this book called Who's Afraid of the Dark? And she made me read that book over and over and over. And guess what, Gary? I don't like the dark. I have a light on at night. I'm a grown woman. And I just don't like, because you can't see. You can't see if something's trying to hit
you. I keep a light on.
A night light.
Exactly.
Grown and all. But no. Fear is one of those things where you have to overcome it. Like, once you get on the other side of fear, so many things start to open up in your life. You set yourself free. As long as you're fearful, you are holding yourself into a jail that you put cuffs on yourself. So you can't be so fearful. And you have to understand that money is a tool. You shouldn't put it on a pedestal. You shouldn't idolize it or anything like that. And I think once you understand that money is a tool that you need in this world, and that, you know, as long as you put, you know, boundaries in place around your money, especially in retirement, you'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got to find the right balance, because you don't want to become too conservative, Nicole. That can cause a lot of problems. Am I right?
A lot of problems mentally, stress-wise. So imagine you done saved all this money. You done saved $5 million, and you so stressed out and scared somebody going to steal it from you that, guess what? You die from a heart attack. And guess what?
Really.
Your beneficiaries blow through that money like water or whatever, because you didn't put parameters in place. You didn't say, hey, we're going to put this in place. We're going to put this here. We're going to make sure that at year 10, you can get this lump sum, or like, you have to just put parameters in place, put things in place, you know, so you won't feel so fearful.
Right. Nicole and the team will definitely help you with that. How can overconfidence also become a risk?
On the flip side, some retirees may take on too much risk. I hate when a 60-year-old is like, I'm going to put $250 on this, or I'm going to put, this man said last week he was going to put $5,000 into some type of AI stock or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, AI is doing good. But like you said, if President Trump says this today and that tomorrow, you could lose that $5,000 in 24 hours. So, you know, you have to be cautious. And just because the market has a strong day today or has had strong weeks doesn't mean that that's going to happen over the next 6 months, because it's volatile. It goes up and down like a seesaw. So you can be very vulnerable in downturns if you're too like overconfident in the market or too overconfident that, you know, oh, nothing's going to happen to my money. I'm going to keep my money right in this 401k. I'm going to gain. And, you know, you just have to have a diversified outlook when it comes to your portfolio. Put some here, put a little there, put some in some safe index things. Like, just be diversified is what I'm saying.
Right, absolutely. One more question before we wrap up segment three. What role does discipline play in long-term success?
So discipline is basically about doing something over and over and over the right way over time, and that creates consistency. Studies have shown that investor behavior often has a greater impact on outcomes than market performance itself. So staying consistent, following a plan, and avoiding emotional decisions can make a significant difference over time. So you build this discipline into your retirement plan by first of all, start by figuring out how much money you want when you retire. Is it $5,000 a month? Is it $3,000 a month? Are you going to downsize? Are you going to get a ranch? Like, figure out some of the things that you see for yourself first. And once you do that, it makes it easier for you to kind of create the discipline to create that goal that you're trying to achieve.
Nicole, what do you do for listeners when you meet with them?
As I've been saying, this is an important conversation, guys. And even though we're running up against the clock, I'd like to let our listeners know that you can connect with me if you may have more questions about any of the topics that we're talking about today. The thing is, your retirement plan doesn't only have one focus. It ranges from estate planning to risk management to healthcare and taxes and so much more. I've been helping individuals in our community for a very long time, and I'm super proud to provide a free review process for any listener who connects with us. This review starts off with a simple conversation about you and what you want in retirement. From there, we'll talk about how to make your savings work for your financial goals and risk tolerance. This can include creating a spending plan, setting savings and investment goals, and even developing a strategy to achieve those goals. Now, our strategies have often worked for many people and people who've saved a ton of money for retirement, but you have to know we meet you where you are and you can start where you are. So if you're serious about retirement planning, then let's connect.
Yeah, let's do it. 888-919-0024. We still have a limited number of availabilities on our calendar this week. And the beauty of this whole thing is the consultation is offered at no cost or no obligation. That number, 888-919-0024. One more time before we take our next break, 888-919-0024. We'll step out. We'll take that break now. Be back with more of Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs in just a minute. Nicole, what's up next?
Coming up, retirement risks don't always show up as market crashes. Sometimes they show up as small decisions that compound over time. Let's talk about it.
And we welcome back to our final segment. This is Prosperity Playbook. Nicole Gibbs. I'm Gary Nolan, your host. Nicole has over 10 years experience in retirement planning business and has helped hundreds of clients achieve financial success over the years. Like I said, been doing it for quite a while, so she has great experience, and we're glad you're here today. We thank you for joining us on this Easter weekend. As we get into our questions, our favorite part of the show, a little Q&A coming at you. A 67-year-old retiree has about $950,000 saved, recently been withdrawing $5,000 per month to supplement Social Security. Now they're pulling evenly from all accounts, IRAs, brokerage, and cash, without too much thought of tax impact. Now, they've heard about tax-efficient withdrawal strategies, but haven't implemented one. Over time, how much could a lack of coordination like this cost them in unnecessary taxes, Nicole?
Gary, withdrawing evenly from your accounts is a major mistake that can cost a $950,000 portfolio between $150,000 and $300,000 in unnecessary taxes and lost growth over the retirement.
Wow, that's a lot.
So, yes, when you pull from your IRA, every dollar is taxed as ordinary income.
Right.
If you pull from it without a plan, you might accidentally push yourself into a higher tax bracket, which also makes your Social Security benefits taxable and can even trigger higher Medicare premiums. And that's called IRMAA. We've been talking about that the last couple weeks. So you need to think about that. you're losing the compounding engine when you just withdraw that type of money. By pulling from your tax advantage accounts too early, you are killing the golden goose. You want to leave your most tax efficient money, like your Roth or your growing IRA, alone as long as possible so it can compound. Compounding is like the eighth wonder of the world. Like, people don't understand that it, like, once the money starts to grow, like after 7 to 8 years, it starts to like exponentially grow even faster. So the more you have, the more easier it is for it to double up. That's basically how you think about compounding. Mm-hmm. Using your cash or brokerage accounts first is often the smarter play to keep your long-term growth alive. And just think about it like this. Retirement is like a game of chess. There's a specific order of operations for which account you touch first, second, and third. Doing it evenly is essentially playing without a strategy, and the winner is always the IRS, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
So the prosperity bottom line is this. You didn't work 40 years to give a third of your hard-earned savings back to the government because of a math error. A mm-hmm. $1.3 million or even $950,000 portfolio needs a tax-efficient withdrawal plan to ensure you keep what you've built.
Right.
Okay.
And Nicole and the team would definitely help you with that. Here's our second question. A couple just retired last year with $1.3 million invested, but shortly after the market experienced a downturn, now they're withdrawing income while the portfolio is down and worried about losses and locking in losses. They've heard of sequence of return risk, but don't fully understand how it affects them. What adjustments, if any, should they be making to protect their long-term income, Nicole?
Gary, that's another yes. Withdrawing from a $1.3 million portfolio while the market is down is risky, but you can protect your future by shifting your sequence of withdrawals right now in 2026. Think of your retirement like a marathon. If you trip in the first mile, which is the early years of retirement, it's much harder to finish the race. This is sequence of returns risk. We've been talking about this all show. The danger that early losses combined with taking money out will permanently shrink your accounts. So here's how I can tell you how to fix it. Stop selling low. When the market is down, every dollar you withdraw locks in a loss. Instead of pulling from your stocks, dip into your cash buffer or your high yield savings. If you have 2 years of cash set aside, you can let your investment sit and recover without being forced to sell at a discount just to pay your bills. So that's one way. The inflation skip is another. The old rule says to give yourself a raise for inflation every year. In 2026, if your portfolio is in the red, consider skipping your annual inflation adjustment for just 1 year. This small pause, this purposeful pause, like I said about the emotional intelligence, keeps more money in your account to benefit from the eventual market rebound, because it always rebounds. Mm. Last but not least, tighten those guardrails. We use dynamic spending here. If the market drops 10%, we might trim once, like that extra vacation. You might have to shorten that vacation, or instead of traveling internationally, you may need to travel in states while keeping needs like the mortgage covered. Once the market recovers, you can go back to your original spending plan. This flexibility is a secret sauce to making $1.3 million last 30 years.
Right.
So the prosperity bond line is this. The bottom line is this. The market will always have mood swings, but your retirement income doesn't have to. You don't need a perfect market. You need a dynamic playbook or plan that tells you exactly where to pull from when things get bumpy.
The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. I'm Gary Nolan, your host. Let's give you the phone number. Get on the calendar. All set up with that comprehensive plan where there's no cost, there's no obligation. 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. Again on the calendar. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by this Easter weekend ready for your phone call. 888-919-0024. Call right now. Get on the calendar. Get you all set up. Again, there's no cost, there's no obligation. All right, our third question. A 66-year-old retiree assumed Medicare would cover most of their health care needs, but now they're facing higher than expected out-of-pocket costs, including supplemental insurance and prescriptions. They have about $700,000 saved and concerned about how these expenses could grow over time. How should retirees plan for health care in a way that doesn't quickly erode their income, Nicole?
I'm going to say this, Gary, before we jump to that question, I want to say you've worked way too hard to let a temporary dip or to let a health situation become a permanent problem. So that's why it's super important for you to think about the way you want to move in retirement. Like, listen, She has $700,000 saved up. Did you know that $315,000 is how much healthcare costs could be in retirement? That's half of her retirement. Mm-hmm. So if she's using that income to pay for her healthcare, she's down $300,000. So healthcare is often the single largest unplanned expense in retirement. And without a strategy, it can easily consume $315,000 to $400,000 of a couple's $700 savings over time. So understand that Medicare is not full coverage, y'all. That's not full coverage. It's not like a car. Like, you know, when people call me for car insurance, they'd be like, I want full coverage. And I'm like, what is that? What's full coverage? Because I help with comprehensive collision. And then if you want to, you know, liability automatically comes with that. So is that what you want? But all jokes aside, many retirees are shocked to find that original Medicare Part A and B doesn't cover dental, vision, hearing, or most long-term care. So in 2026, the standard Part B premium is about $202.90 per month. And that's just a starting point. You just budget for a Medigap or a supplement or Medicare Advantage plan to cap out your out-of-pocket expenses or exposure. Or remember, one major surgery could wipe out your years of savings. So you need to have supplemental things in place. Like we talked about in segment three, the accelerated benefits from a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Next, the health savings bucket. If you are still working or have funds in an HSA, which is a health savings account, treat it like a super IRA. It's the only account that is triple tax-free, tax-deductible, going in, tax-free growth, and tax-free withdrawals for medical bills. At age 66, if you haven't used all the money in there, you can use these funds to pay for Medicare premiums and even some long-term care expenses tax-free. Last but not least, plan for the big if. The big if could be long-term care. The big if could be a condition that you may have to manage in your later years. The biggest threat to your $700,000 isn't a doctor visit. It's the cost of an assisted living facility or home health aid, which can cost up to $9,000 a month in 2020. Do you know that some people are paying $9,000 a month, Gary, for long-term care or for assisted living?
Mm-hmm.
We look at hybrid policy plans that provide long-term care benefits if you need them, but pay out a life insurance benefit to your family if you don't. It ensures your money stays in your family, not using the nursing home. So the Prosperity, I know I said a lot, I'm going to sum it all up, but the Prosperity bottom line is this. You shouldn't have to choose between your health and your inheritance. Mm-hmm. A $700,000 portfolio is a great foundation, but it needs a health care guardrail to stay intact for the next 30 years. Try to take control of your costs before they take control of your retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nicole and the team will definitely help you with that. All right, time for one more question. A recent retiree moved nearly all of their $800,000 portfolio into cash and CDs after experiencing market volatility. While they feel safer, their returns are barely keeping up with inflation. Now they're worried about money, whether their money will last long term. How do you help someone balance the need for safety with the need for growth, Nicole? Sounds like an emotional response here.
That was definitely an emotional response and a scary, scary one too, right? Somebody that's fearful. Moving entirely into cash and CDs is a hidden danger because your money is likely losing its purchasing power to inflation, which is currently running around 2.4 to 3%. So understand that if you're only gaining 3% on like a large amount of money, that's not that much money. We're supposed to be living off the interest that the money gains. That's why annuity products are the best, because the annuity products, especially the fixed index ones, it grows based off of the interest that the market does. And if the market is doing 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you can get up to 12% sometimes. Some people just live off of the percentages or the interest, the 12%. So you have to kind of think about it in that way. In 2026, many standard CDs are paying between 1.5 and 1.9%. I've seen some up to 3%, but if inflation is at 3%, you are effectively paying the bank to hold your money. Over 20 years, an $800,000 portfolio stuck in cash could lose nearly half of its buying power. You aren't avoiding risk. You're just trading market risk for poverty risk later in life, being scary. You should use a bucket system. You don't have to be 100% in the market, but you shouldn't be 100% in cash either. keep 2 to 3 years of spending in your safe bucket. That's your cash, that's your CDs for peace of mind, but put the rest into a growth bucket. This allows your long-term money to outpace rising prices for groceries, gas, and healthcare.
All right, Nicole, that's it. Great questions again this week, up against the clock. Mm-hmm. Final thoughts, what do you do for listeners when you meet with them?
So listen, you didn't save for 40 years just to watch your buying power disappear. Like, let's understand that all of the topics that we talked about are super duper important. And it's important that you have these conversations, not only with yourself, but if you're married or you have a partner, you need to sit down and talk about these things. I know we're running up against the clock, but I'd like our listeners to know they can connect with me if you have more questions about today's topics. The thing is, your retirement plan doesn't only have one focus. It ranges from estate planning to risk management to healthcare and taxes and so much more. I've been helping people in our community for a long time, and I'm super proud to provide a free review process for any listener who connects with us. This review starts off with a simple conversation about you and what you want in retirement, and then from there, we'll talk about how to make your savings work for your financial goals and your risk tolerance. This can also include creating a spending plan, setting savings and investment goals, and developing a strategy to achieve those goals. Our strategies are often used by many, many, many people who have saved for retirement, tons of money, and even small amounts of money. It doesn't matter where you are, we meet you there. So if you're serious about retirement planning, then let's connect.
Yeah, thanks, Nicole. 888-919-0024. Folks, advice like this shows you how important it is to meet with a financial coach who understands the ins and outs of the financial world. Take advantage of this opportunity. There's no cost. There's no obligation. That number again, 888-919-0024. One more time before we wrap up today's show, 888-919-0024. Call right now. Get on the calendar. Get you all set up with that comprehensive plan. That's it for today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Hope you found the information we presented helpful. We look forward to all of you being back next week. We'll have new topics and new questions right here on Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole, a pleasure and happy Easter weekend to you. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks, Gary. Happy Easter.
During this show, Nicole Gibbs provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Ross Dixon. By contacting Ross Dixon, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.